With SRN News, I'm John Scott. From the White House, President Biden is speaking on the Israeli war with Hamas. He says the U.S. is solidly behind Israel.
So in this moment, we must be crystal clear. We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. And we will make sure Israel has what it needs to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack. There's no justification for terrorism.
The president says the American death toll after the Hamas attack is now at 14. Meanwhile, Rabbi Kurt Schneider with Shalom Ministries tells the Salem Radio Network it's not that difficult to predict what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be doing in the immediate future.
Netanyahu, I think he is absolutely not going to compromise with this situation. I think personally his goal is to completely eradicate any terrorist threat in the Gaza Strip.
Also at SRNNews.com, the trial of fallen cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried is continuing today.
Prosecutors say FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried stole billions from customers to fund a lavish lifestyle and make campaign donations. The former CEO of FTX's sister firm, Alameda Research, Caroline Ellison, who was also SBF's girlfriend, is expected to take the stand today after Gary Wang, who was CTO of FTX, finishes testifying. He said Bankman-Fried authorized the illegal use of customers' funds to plug financial gaps at Alameda. Wang and Ellison took a plea deal that offered leniency. The 31-year-old Bankman-Fried pled not guilty and blames others for bad business decisions. Julie Walker, New York.
And on Wall Street, the Dow up 160 points. The NASDAQ adding 90 points. This is SRN News. Bad news for two Oklahoma Methodist churches.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on what poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as nuns, and half of them say they are atheist or agnostic. The other half say they're followers of no particular faith. Regionally, people who have no religious faith are more likely to be found in New England, the Upper Midwest, and the Far West. This is SRN News. The International Monetary Fund warns that the world economy has lost momentum from the impact of higher interest rates, the invasion in Ukraine, and widening geopolitical rifts.
The IMF says the global economy now faces a new threat from the war between Israel and Hamas militants. The IMF says it expects global growth to slow to 2.9% in 2024 from an expected 3% this year. The 2024 forecast is down slightly from the 3% it predicted back in July.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Finland's president says damage to an undersea gas pipeline and telecommunications cable connecting Finland and Estonia appears to have been caused by external activity. The pipeline incident likely to be on the agenda for a NATO defense minister's meeting in Brussels. That's on Wednesday and Thursday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.